Gary, is it possible in your mind that what we're watching happen with these repeated references to God, these prayers, all that's going on in America, is it possible that this could be the beginning of, or perhaps the facilitation of, what many of us have been praying for a long time, and that's revival in America?
You know, I knew you were going to ask that question, David. You know, I've been gone for 3 weeks and still you're reading my mind. I don't know what's happening here, but
we've been around each other too long, my friend.
But you know, let me go back a little bit. During the time, actually before the last presidential campaign, we prayed, many of us prayed, that God would not only give us a president who would strengthen the United States of America constitutionally, but a president who would be used by God to bring attention to God and who would be used by God to bring revival to our nation. Now, in those days, Donald Trump was not the one that I had in mind anyway. The, what was it, 17 people that were running for the Republican position, he was probably number 35th on my list. I just didn't think that he was the one. But God has put me into that Oval Office. And you know as well as I do, almost every time he speaks publicly, in one of his rallies particularly, he will say, we are one nation under one flag, under one God. And David, that says something. And then he continues to ask us to pray. And in putting out this declaration the other day, as you recall, he said, I want you to go to church and pray and then go home and have a good day. Well, we do know that he went to church at least this last Sunday. I don't know how many times he goes to church, but he set a pattern. He didn't just say do it. He led in doing it, if you understand what I am saying. And I kind of think that God may be using Donald Trump, somebody who we would think that is far out, but one who is constantly being given spiritual advice. I think God is using him to laying the foundation, let me put it this way, to bring revival to our country. As Christians, we need to go back and practice 2 Chronicles 7:14. What Donald Trump is doing is directing our attention that way. We need to stop worrying about our little petty differences as Christians and get back to the Word of God and get back to doing what God wants us to do in fulfilling 2 Chronicles 7:14 so that God will bring revival to this nation, David.
Well, one of the things, friends, that the book of 2 Corinthians says, and I think it bears being underscored at this moment, is we have this treasure, and the treasure, of course, is Christ himself. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And what that passage means is this: those of us who know Christ as Savior, we're very imperfect people. The treasure on the inside, which is Jesus, the one who has saved us, he's the one that needs to get all the attention. And the treasure is in earthen vessels so that it may be abundantly obvious that when God does anything through human beings, it is God that is the one that's doing it, not the nature or the uniqueness or the greatness of the human being. And Gary, this is what I've been trying to underscore again to people all across the country. Is Donald Trump a very imperfect individual? The answer is yes, but aren't we all? Is Donald Trump, perhaps in my mind, in your mind, you've already said it, so I'll say it again myself. He was not my first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth choice during the primary season, but he was obviously God's choice. And God has taken, like he always does, very imperfect people, and he uses them for his glory to accomplish his will. And Gary, I believe that is precisely what we're seeing happening. And so I would encourage you as a listener, I would encourage those that are pastors that are listening, those that are ministry leaders, take the admonition that Gary has given, and let's go to our knees in diligent supplication and pray that God will bring to fruition that which so many have begged him for so long. And that is once again a revival in the United States of America. And Gary, I do believe this. We can have revival again. If I didn't believe that, I'd be doing something else.
Well, I agree with you 100%, David. And, you know, we've heard people say down through the years that God cannot send revival to our nation again. But I believe that he can. He's done it before. I believe that he can. I believe that he wants to. And I believe that he will if his people practice 7 Chronicles 7:14, David.